皆さんこんにちは。自分自身の生き方や美しさを大切にするポッドキャスト You Do You へようこそ。私ユーナとハナが一女性として日本で暮らすにあたり感じることをガールズトークしていきます。みんな違ってみんないい、そんな楽しい社会を目指しながら、真面目なトピックからエクサイティングなものまでお送りしていきます。なかなか気づけないこと、普段から気になっていたこと、一瞬立ち止まって一緒に考えてみませんか？
Hi, welcome to You Do You, a podcast about honoring your most beautiful, authentic self. We don't live in a one-size-fits-all world. We all dance to the beat of our own drum. There'll be things that we have in common, things that I like which you don't and vice versa, which is absolutely okay because we're human and it's what makes life interesting.Yuna and I are here to discuss what this means when it comes to living in Japan.
皆さん、こんにちは。Welcome back to You Do You. 今回のトピックは、隔離期間中の過ごし方、Me Time During Quarantine。実は私たち2人とも最近海外渡航をしたので、2週間の隔離を体験しました。正確には、ハナはイギリスで自宅隔離を2週間、私はスリランカで2週間のホテル隔離と、その後はロックダウン、そして日本でのビジネスホテルでの隔離を帰国後に体験しました。これから出張や家族に会いに海外渡航をしたり、帰国される方や、今自主的になるべく隔離をしているよという方に向けて、私たちがどうやって孤独に打ち勝ったかをお話ししていきます。Hi everyone! Today Hannah and I will be talking about me time during quarantine.So a few months ago, Hannah went back to the UK, so she went through 2 weeks of quarantine at her house, and I went to Sri Lanka at the end of April, so I did 2 weeks of quarantine at a hotel, and then unintentionally I had to go through 2 weeks of lockdown, and then another 2 weeks of quarantine back in Japan at a tiny hotel. So I'm sure, yeah...So, I'm sure more people will be going in and out of Japan for business or family matters, and even without the traveling, obviously many of you are still staying at home more than usual, so we thought we'd share how we spent our time during quarantine. So, Hannah, when you went back to the UK, although your quarantine was at home, unlike me, what was the most difficult thing you had to deal with?
First of all, I have to say that I can't imagine how difficult it must have been for you to quarantine as much as you did. I'm sure you weren't expecting it. So for those who don't know, or, you know, just kind of mentioned, she quarantined in Sri Lanka, then there was the lockdown, and then she had to quarantine back in Japan in a hotel. So, yeah, I mean, I can't really compare my quarantine to yours, but... My quarantine wasn't so bad. I think it's because for me, more than, of course, being outside is a big problem. Not being able to go outside is a big problem for the 2 weeks. But it was fairly comfortable because I wasn't alone. So I got to quarantine at my mum's house in London. And, you know, she was great company. I hadn't seen her for over a year because of lockdown and Corona and all these restrictions on traveling. So we had so much to catch up on. 意外と楽しかった一緒に過ごした時間. So...And, you know, she cooked really good food. Like, she'd go out and she'd make sure that I was being well fed. Like, ママが、あの、動物のように、あの、狩りをして、すぐに食事を持ってきた。本当になんか嬉しかった。ママのクッキングは本当に最高です。So, yeah, it wasn't as bad. I mean, the only problem was not being able to run or be able to, you know, do workouts. So, like, I know for you, you're quite good at doing indoor workouts, whereas for me, it's always been dancing and...running. So the running had to go out the window. So then all of a sudden I was like, YouTube, kettlebell workout. Let's give it a go. And I, you know, I guess like I got into a good time frame for the day because being as you and I are a relatively self-employed lifestyle, we've always had to make our own schedule. So it's not like all of a sudden I was like, oh, I can't do the things or go to the meetings or do what I would normally do. So it was just trying to adapt. So in the mornings, because of Jisa, 早起き、ちょっとあの小説 を読んでゆっくりしてで、ちょっとワークアウトしたり、そのケトベルと、いろんな、like, weightlifting, not like your weightlifting, but like, little can weightlifting. and then, yeah, just get on with my day of work. So it wasn't too bad. How about you?
Well, during the lockdown, during the quarantine in Sri Lanka, it really wasn't that bad because the hotels in Sri Lanka is pretty big. It's not even that expensive, but it's just really big with an ocean view. So I had enough space to kind of relax and also work out in the room. And I was allowed to go on the balcony. So that was also refreshing because, you know, the view was really nice and it was really quiet. And also it wasn't that bad because my intention, like my mindset was like, as long as I finish this 2 weeks of quarantine, then I'm going to be able to finally meet with, you know, my staff and, you know, the people I'm working with. Mm-hmm. And I'm finally going to be able to walk around Colombo. So it really wasn't that bad. But once, so basically, the final day of my quarantine, the lockdown started. So once I finished quarantine, I had to go straight into lockdown, which was really unfortunate. But so I think that was also not that difficult. I mean, it was difficult because I went all the way to Sri Lanka to get some work done and to meet everybody, but that couldn't happen and I didn't know when the lockdown was going to last till. So that was definitely mentally difficult. But the same as you, I wasn't alone during that time because I had a roommate and she was also, you know, because we're both in lockdown, so she was also in the house all the time. And
we were allowed to walk. You know,
so 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 すごい現地で料理もしたし and we were also allowed to walk around inside the apartment. I mean, there's nothing inside the apartment, but if you knew anybody who lives in the same apartment, then we could go to each other's rooms. And fortunately, I knew a lot of people in the same apartment building. So during lockdown, if I didn't have those people around me, I would definitely had gone really down in terms of mental because I would probably have been like, oh, why did I even come here if I can't even do anything? But gladly, I had friends around me to keep my mind off those things.
I can't believe you cooked. It's so not you. Who are you?
Right? Well, actually, the person that I was staying with is a professional chef. So she actually the reason she goes to Sri Lanka is to get the trainings done in local houses to learn about Sri Lankan cooking and such. And she's been doing this for years. So, you know, there's no better opportunity for me to actually learn Sri Lankan cooking with actual spice from these people. And, you know, the other friends in the same building, they were also local friends, so they obviously know how to cook with spices. So I changed my mindset saying, this trip, I came for Keluna, but I'm going to forget that. And I'm going to just pretend that I came to Sri Lanka to learn cooking this time. So it's like a study abroad cooking program. And then I felt a little bit better. And, you know, there's really nothing I can do about the lockdown and it's nobody's fault. So, and then I think the hardest part was doing quarantine in Japan because originally, I was supposed to do it inside my house for 2 weeks, but then, you know, everything changed because, you know, with the new version of the virus from India, Sri Lanka, Maldives, Nepal, and India, we were all kind of in the same category. Mm. So Japan made the people who were coming back from these countries with a stricter environment, meaning we had to do it in the hotel. And first it was like 3 nights in the hotel, but then it changed to 6 days in the hotel, and then it changed to 10 days in the hotel. So, and then, you know, the hotels, it's just so different from that in Sri Lanka. The business hotels in Japan is only like, you know, just they're just so tiny, like 11 meters square or something. So I just felt, you know, really lonely at that time because I couldn't even open the window. There's no balcony. It's not an ocean view. It's just so tiny and the food wasn't great. So, yeah, I think that was the hardest time. But, well, I survived. So.
でも実はそれをなんか避けるようにまだ帰っ でないね、花は。
そうそうだよね、そうだよね。花は、UK でお母さんと一緒のお家の中で自宅隔離だったから、まあ、ずっとコロナで会ってもなかったしっていうので、たくさんキャッチアップしたり、まあ、結構楽しく過ごせた。で、私もスリランカの隔離は結構広いホテルだったし、オーシャンビューでベランダにも出れたし、まあ、何より、ラッキーで、何より精神的にやっぱりその2週間の隔離を終えたら、もう本当ようやくケルナのみんなに会えるし、今仕事もできるし、スリランカ歩き回れるしっていう思いだったので、結構その2週間は全然余裕で乗り切れて、で、まあ、家で宅トレしたりとかも、部屋で宅トレしたりとかもしたし、だけどその不幸なことに隔離の最終日の夜からロックダウンになってしまって、なので結局隔離が終わった後もアパートの中でずっとロックダウンしなくてはいけなかったけど、その時もハナと同じような感じなんだけど、私もルームメイトがいたので結局一人じゃなかったから、まあ、彼女と話すことによって、まあ、ちょっと気分転換したり、まあ、お料理一緒にしたりとか、まあ、もしその、ね、彼女とか周りの友達がいなかったら、逆にここまで来てようやくスリランカまで来たのに結局仕事もできずロックダウンでっていうのでかなり参っちゃったと思うんだけど、まあ、結構幸いみんなと会話をすることで、あんまりネガティブにならないように意識できたし、で途中からはもうケルナの出張で来たっていうマインドセットじゃなくって、プチ料理留学をしに来たっていうのにもう目的を自分の中でわざとすり替えて、そしたらなんかだんだんまあ、ケルナの仕事が今回できなかったことに対してそこまで自分を責めなくなったし、まあ、ただ一番辛かったのは日本に帰ってからビジネスホテルでの隔離は、最初自宅隔離の予定だったのがやっぱり水際対策が厳しくなって、で3日間ホテル、6日間ホテル、10日間ホテルとどんどん厳しくなっていく中で、本当狭いし、コンビニ弁当みたいなのが配布されるだけだし、結構なんだろう、ベランダとかもないし、ほとんど窓も開かないから、まあ、結構その時間がすごく私はしんどくて、でもまあ花はね、もし今帰ってきたら逆にやっぱりそれをセーフ指定のホテルでやんなくちゃいけないから、まあ、今彼女はそれを避けている
。 No! I don't want to do that. I was gonna ask, ホテルに着いた時、10日間のなんかステイになるということ分かった？
分かった分かった、うん、一応なんか外務省のホームページですっごい細かくずっとチェックしてたし、変わったらメールが来るように登録もしてたから、一応何日になるかっていうのは着いた時点では知ってたけど、どのホテルになるかは成田空港に着くまで分かんない。
へ
ー。 Yeah, so you know how many days you're going to do quarantine in the business hotel, but you don't know where you're going to do the quarantine until you arrive at the airport. So they'll be like, okay, if those who came from the UK today, you'll go to Upper Hotel, whereas those who came from Sri Lanka, you go to Toyoko Inn Hotel or whatever. But it doesn't really matter because all of the hotels are going to be tiny, so it's not much difference anyways.
Sri Lanka と日本の食事はどういう感じだった？そのホテルで、
スリランカの隔離のホテルの食事は結構よくって、ずっとまあ8割方ローカルのご飯だったんだけど、基本的に毎日変わるし、野菜だったり魚だったり肉だったり麺だったり米だったりですごい変わった、内容で、たまに洋食がある、たまにパスタだったりみたいなのもあって、で結構私はすごいスリランカの隔離の食事はすごい楽しんでたんだけど、日本の隔離のご飯はもうね、3食ほぼ同じ、なんかいわゆるコンビニのお弁当でこう4分の1くらいが全部白米で、周りにおかずがあるみたいなやつが毎日3食配られるだけで、全然そんなバラエティもないし、
とにかく
ほぼ毎日一緒で、しかもなんかその小さいホテルだから動き回らないから、本当に全然動かない中、その3食毎日そのコンビニ弁当みたいなのを毎日食べてたら超不健康だと思う。
そのメンタルヘルスなんかについてもうちょっと聞きたいなんですけど、多分そのオーシャンビューがあるところの方がちょっと like いい感じ Like you feel better, you have space, you can see the sea, this and the other. でもその本当に狭いビジネスホテルで落ち込むよね。
うん、落ち込むし、やっぱりなんかそのスリランカのホテルは広かった上に、やっぱりこのあとみんなに会えるぞっていう前向きな気持ちだったのに対して、うん、日本のホテルでの隔離は結局全然思ったようにできなかったやっていう、結構落ち込んだ気持ちでそもそもいたから、それで狭いからなんか結構なおさらすごい落ち込んでいってしまって、
うん、
でそう、でもだからオンラインの飲み会みたいなの私あんまりいつもやらないんだけど、でもその隔離中は、うん、やったりもしてたし。
どうだってオンライン飲み会、ね、
あでもやっぱりなんか全然人と話さないから、なんか本当ありがたかった、そういう、うん、あなんかね、あの基本的に隔離中お酒はダメなのね。で、あの多分酔っ払って部屋から出ちゃうとかそういうのがあるといけないから、基本お酒禁止だけど、なんかまあ、あのオンラインで、まあ、ご飯食べながら話したりみたいなことはできたので、Yeah, so during quarantine, at least in Japan, but also Sri Lanka and in Japan, basically you're not allowed to drink alcohol, so you're not allowed to bring in alcohol or order alcohol. And I think it's because maybe like even if you get drunk and, you know, you open the door and go outside or something, it's a little bit of a trouble. So I think that's why they prohibit alcohol. But still, when I was doing my quarantine in Japan, I was a little bit...you know, down in terms of mental,
well, because,
you know, yeah, because, I mean, it's tiny and the food isn't that good. But in addition to that, you know, I wasn't able to get done a lot of the things that I planned to do, and I couldn't meet everybody that I wanted to meet. So, like, in general, I was a little bit down. And so I did do, like, online chats with my friends. And even though we're not allowed alcohol, I did have, like, my dinner and stuff with me. So, yeah, we ate together by talking online, which I don't usually do, but during the quarantine in Japan, I thought it helped a lot because, you know, you don't talk with anybody at all, like just, you know,
online
meetings and stuff during the day. So yeah, yeah, definitely.
だ
けど、なんかビジネスホテルすごい狭かったけど、ちょっとベッドとか椅子とかを移動して、本当に狭いスペースでできるあのトレーニングとかはしてたのね。
素晴らしい。
で、Well, I mean, I googled on YouTube something like workouts you can do in a small space. But I noticed I was working out in the Japanese hotel and in the hotel in Sri Lanka and during lockdown. But I noticed that after I finished all of this, I mean, like right now I'm able to go outside and all, but I noticed that I lost a lot of strength. And even though I was working out, it's different because, you know, I'm not doing my daily activities and such. So, when I was riding the train the other day, I wanted to switch trains, so I ran just a little bit. But then only with that, I felt so tired. Like, I was, like, my breath was really high, I was panting.
What?
And usually it's nothing, but I just couldn't. And then the next day after quarantine was over, I ran in the morning. But I felt so sick afterwards. And usually, like, it was just
a really short, quick run.
It was actually only 2 kilometers or 3 kilometers.
Okay.
I was aiming to do 10, but, like, after 2 or 3, I felt really sick. And I don't think it's the sun because I did it super early, even before the sun came up. And I notice it's because I'm losing my basic strength.
It's functional movement, though. It's all the stuff that you every day, walking, carrying your body,
carrying things,
your bag.
Traveling, going on the train, or, you know, just walking, going shopping, or, you know, everything. Like, I lost that for a month and a half. So even though I was training, I lost a lot of strength. And I'm still recovering because... Yeah, like even when I was doing the pop-up store last week, like it was just so exhausting for me to just stand there for the whole day. And usually that doesn't happen for me for the other pop-ups, but I think it's just because I don't have the strength right now.
Mm.
And imagine like if I didn't do any of the workouts during lockdown or quarantine, like it would take much more time for me to recover. So if you're like going to do quarantine in the future, or like even in Japan or anywhere else, I really recommend everybody to do at least like an easy workout, because even if you do that, you're going to still lose a lot of strength. So I think it's necessary to kind of
just move chill out.
Yeah. So なんか隔離とロックダウンが終わって、ずっと隔離中もロックダウン中もスリランカでも日本でも基本的にすごい家でトレーニングはしてて、でスリランカにいる時は本当に結構広かったから、あの結構本格的にやってたし、日本に帰ってきてからも狭いなりにちょっと椅子とかどかしてやったりもしてて、本当毎日やってたんだけど、それでも隔離が終わった後にすっすごい疲れやすい体になってしまって、もう心肺機能がすごいあの低下して、もう電車の乗り換えするだけでものすごい息切れしたり、で普段だいたい10キロくらい走るのは、まあ、ちょっと疲れるかな程度なんだけど、2キロ走っただけですっごい気持ち悪くなっちゃって、でその後ちょっとこう買い出しするのとかもなんか疲れがひどいから、こう私トレーニングしてたのにそんだけ結構心肺機能が弱ってしまったので、これから隔離する人とか特に長くロックダウンとか隔離とかする人は、なんか本当に最低限でもいいから家で宅トレするのは隔離が終わった後の自分のためになるなっていうのを結構心底思って、そのトレーニングをしてても結構弱くなっちゃうから、あのできる限りこう家の部屋の中でできるトレーニングはなんかボディメイクとかじゃなくて、あの自分のためにその後のために絶対した方がいいと思った。
I feel so bad because like my quarantine was so not as bad as yours, so I can't really complain. Do you know Friends? How did you ever watch Friends?
So yeah, did you watch the reunion?
No, I haven't watched it yet. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Should I watch it? I should check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll watch it. But like, so my first day out of kakuri, like out of quarantine, I was, you know, did you ever watch the episode where Phoebe goes running with Rachel?
Oh, yeah. That the weird running.
Yeah, I was running Phoebe. Like, wee, outside, wow, so beautiful, I loved it. And I was still nervous because like I hadn't been in the UK, and you hear all these things about British variant, and you hear stuff about, you know, the corona is so bad in the UK and all these things. So I was running with a mask, and everyone like kind of was looking at me like, what are you doing? I think my habits were different as well, because in Japan, like, we put a mask when we leave the house.
Yeah.
You put a mask on when you leave the house, and you have it on there for the rest of the day. If you sit down at a restaurant, that's when you put the mask, you take your mask off to talk to your friends. But actually, it's not that logical, because outside is when you have space and you're not coming into contact with people all the time, particularly if you're on a run or something. And actually, when you go into someone's house, that's probably when you should put the mask on, because you're in closer quarters. It's more mitsu, right? So I think I found that a little bit weird. Like I was a bit nervous about going outside after quarantine, but as you can tell, I was very happy running like Phoebe. 隔離した後で、その最初のランはとっても気持ちよかった。本当に。でも、皆さん、Friends という番組してますか？アメリカの番組。そのキャラクター、そのフレンズグループの一人はフィービーという女性です。でもフィービーはちょっと変わってるね。とても面白い人。いつもライフのファンウェイ、もっと楽しい仕方を探してるね。で、フィービーの走り方はとても変。あの腕があっちこっち、とっても他の人から見たらとっても、まあ大丈夫？聞きたいくらい。で、その最初のランは マスクをつけてそういう風に走ってたんだけど、やっぱりちょっとおかしいよね。普段は家から出たらマスクを外す、いらないから。友達の家に入ったらマスクをつける。ちょっと逆ですね、
yeah.
日本と、
yeah.
I was like, I'm so sorry. And then also I was also like trying to keep social distance from everyone. I was like, 絶対 social distance を守らなきゃみたい。 And everyone was like, Hannah, chill out. Are you okay? Do I make you feel uncomfortable by not wearing a mask?I was like, no, I'm just going to wear my mask. You cannot wear a mask, but I'm going to wear my mask. But I wasn't used to, like, because culturally it's a bit different. I don't know, did you feel that in Sri Lanka? Like the, なんかコロナ対策に対してその態度がちょっと。
I felt it, but actually it's the opposite as you. I mean, you thought Japan is more strict than UK in terms of wearing a mask outside and such. But I think for me, Sri Lanka was more strict. And the people in Sri Lanka were more, they were more scared and concerned. So, you know, there was this one day that we were allowed to go outside because people need to go to the supermarket for groceries and the banks and such. So I was wondering, like, if I could meet up with some of the people there. But most people were like, we don't want to. Like, we're just really scared to go outside now. I don't think it's a good time. And, whereas when I came back, everybody, they just really don't want to leave the house. So during lockdown, if you go outside, the army or the police will catch you. So they won't go outside anyways. But still, I think it's not like they wanted to go outside anyways. Whereas in Japan, the difference was really big because, you know, I mean, honestly speaking, the pop-up store, I did do it last week. But if this was Sri Lanka, the department store itself would not allow people to have a pop-up store, let alone be open. Whereas when I was looking at the news in Japan, all of the places, like the department stores and such, were saying that they prefer to open. And I think, you know, the mindset towards COVID was very difficult. I mean, very different. And I felt that a lot when I came back.
なんか花はね、UK でその走るときにマスクをして逆に変、外でなんでマスクするのとか、外でソーシャルディスタンスなんでっていうので、まあ、日本との差をすごい感じた。日本の方が厳しくて、UK の方がちょっと緩いっていう差を感じた中で、私はその逆で、スリランカの方がやっぱりみんな外に出たくないし、もう本当に徹底してるし、もし出れる機会があったとしてもなるべく今は出たくない、すごい怖い、すごい心配だっていう、結構本当にコロナを恐れて結構鬱になってる人とかもたくさんいて、だけどそこから日本に帰ってきて、で日本はやっぱりこうね、百貨店とか飲食店とかカフェとかやっぱ空いてるし、みんな全然仕事のために電車乗ったりもしてて、まあ、元々はね、スリランカ行く前も私もそういうマインドセットだったんだけど、やっぱ帰ってきてその差をすごい感じたから、逆にちょっと怖くなったっていうのはある。
I think it's the, I mean, I'm not saying that like, yeah, no, I think the feeling with Japan is that like a lot of us areA lot of the general public are bored and they're sick of it, right? So a lot of people don't really want the Olympics. A lot of people are like, okay, like if you're going to put money in it, put money into like also the vaccination program and getting things fixed and rolled out. But at the same time, I feel like everyone's really tired. So no one wants to, everyone just wants to get on with their lives again. And the mask thing that I noticed was largely just to do with the mask culture that we have in Japan and that we don't have here.
日本はマスク慣れてるからね。
そう。And that's why I felt that, that difference here. Like people looking, like mask, people hate wearing masks here. People feel very strongly about it. They're like, it doesn't make me feel good. Whereas like, you know, I remember when I was at university in Japan and, you know, I'd ask, oh, are you feeling sick to the girl next to me? You put a mask on. She's like, no, I just don't want to put makeup on today. So. It's just a bit different that way, I think. Yeah, but I hope that things change soon. I mean, I have a lot of clients that are doing a lot of traveling over the summer holidays, going to all these different countries. And I can't help but think, how on earth are you avoiding? I mean, I know if you time it very well, because things are changing all the time, some, and depending on what country you go from and go to and the agreements that they have between those two countries, you can kind of get away with not doing too much quarantine. But it takes a lot of calculation and precision, and it's probably quite stressful as well, I imagine. I'm just not going anywhere. I'm just staying here for now until I come back to Japan, I think. Yeah. What do you think you're gonna do?
Honestly, I'm really tired of all the quarantine and lockdown and not knowing what's going to happen and such. Mm-mm. So, and then also trying to get the visa during COVID was also really hard. So I don't think I'm going to go back to Sri Lanka at least November, December. I'm not sure. I might not even go this year anymore. Mm. It all depends on the situation and also if the quarantine rule is going to be there. Yeah. In the future as well, or if they're just not going to do it anymore. I mean, because Sri Lanka is very, a lot of them have already had their second vaccine. Mm. So maybe like according to that, and if the situation becomes a little bit better there, then maybe I don't have to go and do the quarantine if it's like at the end of the year. Or maybe because we have the Olympics, a lot of the countries might be like, if you're coming from Japan, you can't come. Mm. We never know. So I really can't schedule anything at the moment. My honest feeling is I'm just sick of traveling at the moment. But my biggest advice to anybody who's going to do the traveling, I mean, like the quarantine and lockdown and all, my biggest advice is definitely get a little bit of workout done inside the room, and not because you'll gain weight during quarantine or not because you need to, you know, build muscles or anything, but just because it's just going to give you a better mindset since you're in the room all by yourself for 2 whole weeks, you know, you get paranoid about stuff as well. So in terms of mindset, I think it's just really important to fit in at least like 10 or 20 minutes of workout. And it's definitely going to be handy once you get out of quarantine, because like me, you're going to be losing a lot of strength.
I think if you can segment your day as well. So cut it up into bits. So like an hour of this, 2 hours of this or whatever. So because if you don't do that and you just end up sitting, feeling depressed, watching Netflix all day, it's not going to be good.
You have to kind of intentionally make your quarantine stay exciting. Like you have to be creative and such, or otherwise it's definitely going to make you feel down.
Yuna-san no yoni, like reality versus Instagram.
そうね。今日ももう早くも30分過ぎてしまったんですけれども、隔離とかロックダウンとか、今いろいろ家、お家の時間がすごい増えてると思うんですけれども、隔離を合計4週間とロックダウン2週間した私から一番与えられる大きなアドバイスは、こう痩せるためとか筋肉つけるためとかそういう理由じゃなくて、やっぱり基礎体力を落とさないために絶対隔離中は10分でも20分でもいいからお家で何かしらのトレーニングは絶対するべきだし、それをしててもやっぱり心肺とか基礎体力が落ちてしまうので、本当最低限はした方がいいと思うのと、あとやっぱりいくら明るい人でもこう2週間本当に誰とも、ね、会わずずっと一人でってなると、どうしてもやっぱりいろいろネガティブになってしまったりもするので、そういった意味でもこう気分転換に部屋の中でトレーニングをちょっとでも全然ちゃんとできてなくても、ちょっとだけでも体を動かすだけでも全然こう心も体もすごくリフレッシュできるから、やっぱりそれが私の一番のアドバイスで、花から今あったのが、やっぱりこう 主体的に2時間これをして、その後2時間これをして、で何時からはこうしてっていう、ちゃんと1日を自分の中で分割してスケジューリングを立てないと、まあ、ただただぼーっとしてこう、ね、ネットフリー見て、でこうダラダラしてってなると、やっぱりそれも精神的にやっぱりマインドがどんどん落ち込んでってしまうので、まあ、そうやって1日を分割するのが一番いいんじゃないかっていうことで、まあ、隔離を済ませた私たちからの、アドバイスはこの2点です。
Yes.
だけど、うん、まあ一番いいのは隔離がなく、また平和に行き来ができる世の中になることを願いつつも、まあ、stay safe っていうことで、本日も30分間ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。If you haven't already, please give us a review, whichever platform you listen to us on. I was going to say watch. You don't watch us, you listen to us. So whether that's on Google or whether it's on Apple Podcasts, tell a friend to tell a friend, and also feel free to DM us and let us know if there's anything you'd like us to talk about. We'll be back soon with another podcast. Bye!